This is my impression of Arasha. Hey, it's okay.
That's a very good impression.
I'm sorry. I only see kindness there. I don't see any
okay,
mystery.
Okay, King.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we have a wonderful guest with us today. She's wearing a hat, but if you couldn't tell, it is Arasha.
Hi! I'll just tip the hat up so you can confirm my identity.
No, I'm
there,
just
we
kidding.
Got it.
I think it's clear.
Thank you.
You're wearing a guy's shirt, you said, but honestly, it does not need to be a guy's shirt. It's so freaking cute.
I go, that's a nice shirt, and you go, well, it's a shirt. For guys.
It's a man's shirt.
Which is crazy.
Well, I've been doing a lot of cross-gender dressing, actually.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of like collars, like ties. I've been really... Is that not a good thing?
I don't know.
I think it's awesome.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
I don't know why Amanda has a problem.
I know, Amanda. Clearly, you don't want me to dress like a man.
I don't know why Amanda's offended by
Amanda.
I think it's really great.
I said I had the giggles.
You did.
Interesting.
Just
interesting.
No, I think women look so cool when they wear like the shirt and tie look.
Me too.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's a really cool look.
Me too. I've been watching FIFA and I'm like, I get that these women want to be in like tight ass dresses, but damn, put on a suit, lady.
Mm.
Maybe that's just me. Hey, they look incredible, but like, I don't know. I want to see these like FIFA announcers, all the men are in badass suits and like, girl.
I mean, listen, I love a tight dress moment and I will be doing that as well. I think what's fun for me is the duality of that. I love being in a suit and a tie, but then I also love being in a tight little number.
Yeah.
A look that's been really popular, and I think men and women both look really good in it, is the Oxford shirt with shorts and then loafers with the high socks.
Yes.
It's a cool look. It's like a business casual look. And
it's
I think
Princess Diana look.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring it up, but like she had some cool looks. Shorts with the big oversized sweatshirt and the light sneaks.
Uh-huh.
No.
The sneaks. Yeah.
Amazing.
I love it.
Anyways, today we are going to be reading people's hometown drama.
I am so excited.
For weeks now, Selena has been accruing submissions of
on
people's
Reddit.
Hometown drama.
Hell yeah.
Selena, where'd you get this idea from?
We asked for it on the Smosh subreddit.
Oh. I know, but you just suddenly one day were like, I'm going to get people's tea.
Kiana was telling me about some drama in her, like, in the Facebook group of, like, the town.
Of the
town. Do you know what's weird, though, is we were talking about it at lunch. I don't know if it's when Rory was directing, but we were talking about our own hometown dramas, and we were like, what?
Hometown drama is some crazy shit.
It's pretty juicy.
Oh, everybody's got stories.
I mean, that's when I listen to Dateline, sorry to say it, but it is all ignited from hometown drama.
Totally. I think also that sometimes can shape us, right? Like whatever we experience or see in our hometown.
Yeah.
So you either are like, that's crazy, or you're like, okay, that's how the world is. And then if you do go outside of that community, then you sort of bring that story with you and you're like, well, this is what happened where I grew up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You find it's like norm.
It's
normal.
Yeah.
It is. I'm sure it's still the same, but like back in the day when you're a kid and something happens around the town, you learn about it so slowly that it adds to the the intensity of it.
Totally.
And like everybody's aware, but they're slowly getting the details. It's always fascinating because it's never like outright. It's not like a big explosion of something happening.
Yeah.
It's like, did you hear about this thing that's going on?
I agree with that. And also my mom was a teacher.
Ooh, so she knew everything.
She would sit on the edge of my bed and I would wake up and she'd go, did you hear blah, 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 blah? Like she would always, she always knew. Teachers know
my queen.
Everything.
Yeah.
Right. And did you guys want to know the drama or were you like, I just want to stay out of it. I just want to be a kid.
I don't think I was like actively seeking it, but you just learned about everything.
You just knew.
You just found out.
I don't think there was ever that option that I have a choice to go, no, I'm going to set my boundary and not listen to this. It was like a part of my life.
Mm.
Yeah.
You had to know.
You were just in it.
You're just in it.
Oh, especially Boston.
Oh my
stuff
God.
Stuff was happening.
So, fights in the hallway.
Yeah.
Punches.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fights and punches?
Oh, yeah.
I think my hometown, I don't think I was clued in very much of things. And I also think it was boring. I mean, Arizona, like in a suburb outside of Phoenix, It was, there wasn't like too much exciting stuff. I think that the things that happened would always be depressing.
Hmm. Yeah.
You're like, oh, this person died. And you're like, oh my God.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I but mean, not too much. Right. I don't know if I knew too much juicy like drama that was like fun and exciting.
Were you ever a part of any of the drama?
No, I was a boring ass kid. I was really boring.
Like, let me tell you, Shane, your fun days are coming, honey. They're going to hit.
Shane, soon enough, you're going to be so fun.
I'm talking about my childhood. No, listen. You're dissing my entire adult life.
No,
I'm talking about Arizona.
No, something wild is going to happen to you. You're going to get caught up in some
pyramid
scheme.
Oh, I've been in wild shit. It just was after I was an adult here in California. See, I then became a child actor.
Yeah.
And then all the weird shit happened.
It's pretty juicy.
But that wasn't hometown drama. That was, I'm in the acting industry where everything's
drama,
fucked.
Drama, right. Drama.
Arizona, it was just like me and my buddies would just be like, you want to walk to Burger King? And we would walk to Burger King. And they'd be like, do we want to go to this guy's house and play video games? Like, yeah, let's do that. And that was
awesome.
Most days.
That sounds so nice.
Awesome.
It was great. I'm not
Burger
complaining
King
about
and
it.
Boys?
Ours was
my
like
dream
days. Ours was like a Wendy's hang.
My virginity was like, I'm good. I'm here. Nothing could ever get close to me.
Hey, so you're going to want to cut that?
No. He's going to keep
I'm
it.
I'm going to do you a solid right there. And I'm going to say we should cut that.
No, keep it.
Keep it. Keep
proud,
it. Like Shane's
honey.
Virginity. Keep it.
Be proud, honey.
When I was a teenager.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
And then in my adult life, my virginity was like, you know what? We're still doing okay.
We're fine.
You're going on your own journey here. I'm staying quiet. I said the one thing, and now I'm like, you know what, Amanda? Shut up. For sure.
Arasha, did you have hometown drama? Because you were in Texas.
Definitely.
You know Texas. Shit had to be.
Definitely.
Everything's bigger in Texas, including the drama.
The drama was big. It was. There was a lot of shit going on. For me, I was just unfortunately on the outside of it because...
That's where you want to be.
Yeah.
You wanted to be in it?
No.
In it.
I wanted to hear about it. I wanted to be more in it. And I don't think that I relate to you guys in that it just sort of happened and I would hear about it. I actively felt like I needed to seek it if I wanted to find out.
Really?
Frankly, just because...
And by the way, I'm saying when I heard about things, it was usually like months after it happened.
No, mine was like, it just happened 2 minutes ago.
Oh.
It's
I had older
now.
Sisters. My mom was a teacher.
For sure. I think my brother and I played a very similar role in our schools because he was he's only 2 years older than me, so we went to the same high school for a couple of years. And we both, I think, were just really... unfortunately a little isolated. We were very different than the people that we went to school with, so a lot of the stuff that was happening, unfortunately, we were kind of left out a lot. So we would hear the drama from like our very small specific friend groups, but at that point similarly it had already happened.
But I think that's good. Like, you don't, it's kind of a burden sometimes. Not saying that I was in the drama at all, but like I felt like I couldn't escape from it.
For sure. If it's heavy stuff in a way and you are just kind of trying to have peace, I think that is fine. It's, for me, I think the reason I find drama so interesting in my adult life is because it maybe in a sad way, it just kind of helps me feel a little more involved.
Yeah, you felt isolated. Like, as you're saying, and that when you're a teenager, that can be the worst.
You want to feel connected.
You'd rather feel like, oh, intense emotions and oh my gosh, drama, but at least you're not alone.
It's just, it's information.
Yeah.
Right? And nobody likes to be the one who's unaware of what's going on. Everybody knows the secret or everybody has this story that is circulating and you're like, wait, what's happening? Wait, who said that? Wait, what happened?
I feel like I kind of love it being like, yeah, I don't even know what's happening. I like that right now because I think as like a kid and a teen.
Oh, in my 30s. In my 30s. Sorry, I'm dying because I'm in my 30s. No. Oh, you get over it by a certain point. I do remember when I was a teenager out here in LA.
Yeah.
This is like actor kids. That's really.
Yeah.
Oh.
The stuff you would hear.
Too much.
And I would hear the stuff that then would be like on TV later, right? If like these child stars, like what's going on.
Yeah.
And I did sometimes feel like, oh, am I boring and
right.
not part of it because I'm not hearing about this until later on. Mm-hmm. everybody's my informant because like everybody's aware of it except they're telling me, but I'm not aware of it.
For sure.
I don't know. Not nowadays. My God. I don't want any drama.
I'd really rather come in and be like, people, did you hear? And it's like, I didn't. Peace. Like, I feel like more in bliss because anytime I go home, it is like, did you hear?
Huh.
Well, that's because I was going to say that's maturity, but you're saying you go home to visit your family.
I don't know what it is about my town. I think it's a small town and they experience winter for many, many months. Oh. And let me tell you, drama just occurs.
Yeah.
And so I like to escape from it. Whereas like you like it because makes you feel like included and involved. And there's a part of me that is still like, oh, that would suck if everyone knew about it. It's like, I didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
There is a feeling of being included.
I think there's also a part of it that makes me feel better about it. And in my adult life, whether I'm involved in the drama or not, there's a big, there's sort of like this advice, maybe this like affirmation or this like just thing that I've really fallen back on. I feel like I've told you guys this as well, but it just sometimes boils down to whenever shit is going down, at least it's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's in a way like Burger King and like, you know, and not really doing much.
You're
it's like,
lame ass life.
No, it's like I understand it and there has to be a balance with it. But at the same time, if my life is exciting in that way and it is like, whoa, that's crazy. And if I am going through a lot and it's again, a lot of drama, I really try to remind myself, at least I'm
living life, it's interesting.
At least it's interesting. At least people are like, whoa, what the hell is going on with you?
Yeah, but Burger King has have you had the chicken fries?
No, I haven't.
Or the spicy chicken fries, have you had those?
Okay, well, that's what I want.
See, that's the drama I was living.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I completely hear what you're saying. This episode of Smoshmouth is sponsored by Smalls. Speaking of drama, my cats are so dramatic. They're so picky with their food. The only thing they don't throw a hissy fit over is Smalls. Smalls fresh cat food is made with protein-packed recipes using preservative-free, 100% human-grade ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. A balanced diet means less shedding, fewer hairballs, and improved hydration. My cats get everything they need from Smalls. Forbes ranked Smalls the best overall cat food, and BuzzFeed says, my cats went completely ballistic for this stuff. Genuinely, my cats, Bones and Birdie, they love Smalls so much. I've been giving it to them for a long time now. It's great because I can keep so much of it in my freezer, take a few out, let them thaw in the fridge, and then give it to my cats, and they eat it up. They're obsessed. No drama, just cat food I can trust. So stop serving your little carnivore a bowl of processed shortcuts. For a limited time, because you're a Smoshmouth listener, get 60% off your first order, plus free shipping and free treats for life when you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth. That's 60% off your first order, plus free shipping and free treats for life when you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth. And now, back to the drama. Let's get there right meow. It was tough also in my school in like, because I didn't go to high school. And by the time you're a teenager, then I think that's when drama really starts
to
occur.
You didn't go to high school, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But
yes.
I mean, I was around actor kids, so I had a weird different high school experience. But Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checking, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. I don't know why my head just, I remembered this, like in fourth grade, third grade, I remember like, you kind of believe anything when you're a kid because you're just like,
of course.
No. And I remember on the playground, someone was like, dude, Ricky kissed Britney Spears. And I'm like, no way. And they're like, yeah, he did. He was on vacation and he kissed Britney Spears. And I'm like, there's no way.
And Ricky just walks on the playground like,
what's up, guys?
That's awesome.
Just the lie. Like, that's also the tough thing. I don't know what was lies or not.
Oh, it was probably all lies.
Because, like, you...
No,
like,
Ricky definitely kissed Britney Spears.
Definitely kissed
well,
Britney
true.
Spears.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure,
yeah.
I mean,
sure.
Yeah. That's clear.
I mean,
yeah.
Britney hasn't said anything to make me
no,
think
no.
that she hasn't.
I haven't read her memoir, so I know that's probably in it.
Oh, you
yeah,
haven't?
Yeah, yeah. Early parts that she kissed Ricky.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah,
That's
so funny.
Yeah, you do believe... You do believe.
So I'm also like, what hometown drama is real?
I definitely
or not.
Think that
it's
like
a game of telephone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a game of telephone, and it definitely was like kissing, like people
yeah.
were
right,
like,
right,
oh,
right.
blah blah blah, kissed. I can't.
And you know what the hometown drama is now that I think is a shared experience among all of us is, you know, when you grow up, and a lot of the times the people that leave the hometown. Then you go back on Facebook and two people from two completely different circles in high school are getting married.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is always so crazy because you're like, but he was
yep.
on the football team and she was in
yep.
yearbook and they never talk to each other. But here's photos of them
That's the
at the
best.
Reception.
That's the best hometown drama. It's just like they're keeping it a secret. What's funny for me is now that I'm thinking about it is like a lot of my hometown drama was like, pranks like in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, and I was definitely a part of it for like a little bit. But
okay.
Like we would like, you know,
were the pranks?
we had one where it was like someone's TV wanted to get trash and we would leave it on the front doorstep and ring the doorbell and run away and hide.
That's
and a guy would be
good.
Like, who did this?
You just have a TV on your
yep.
porch now?
Something that
not me, someone else's porch.
So they put it on the curb and you guys just moved it to the front door.
Yeah.
Oh, you just massively inconvenienced
yeah.
them.
Or we do manhunt and like hide out in someone's backyard while they were sleeping.
Okay.
Like we would just do weird neighborhood pranks because we all yeah. lived like running distance from each other.
Sure.
Right.
Ding dong ditch.
Okay.
I would never do eggs.
No.
I would never mess
sucks.
With cars that were driving by.
I think
no,
our,
no.
Did our house get egged? I think our house got egged one time.
I don't think we ever did TP houses or anything, but we did like ring the doorbell and we would prank call.
Prank
I told you
call.
We conference prank call people. I told you that, right? Where I'd call someone, I would put someone on a three-way conference.
Uh-huh.
So I would be listening with my friends, and I would call, like, you and, like, a teacher. And you'd be like, hello? Hello? Hi? You called me? No. Oh.
Okay,
wait, that's
and then they
really
would just
good.
Have conversations.
I love that.
And
I
would listen in.
And you'd
I'm
listen in.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hometown
sure.
drama, honey.
Or,
so
like,
that's
the pizza, you know?
You were teeing it up like, you will not believe the
you
drama.
Will not
so
believe.
Sometimes
we
would
a
call
TV.
People and we would just be really quiet.
Well, I have a lot of hometown drama that I
We'd
will.
Move the
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, this is stuff you cannot say.
I
here.
Will not be discussing
that's
out of
the
privacy
stuff that's
for others.
Safe for work.
Yeah.
Well, we have a bunch of hometown drama that was submitted to us.
Cool.
I'm so, first of all, I want to say thank you to the fans who listen to Smosh Mouth who like get involved with things that we ask you. You guys are incredible. I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful for these
yeah.
stories.
Thank you to everyone. Got apparently so many submissions.
Might have to do a part
Selena,
two.
Selena curated it for the ones that we feel are safe to read here.
And you're going to read them.
And I'm going to read them.
He's going to read them.
So the first one comes
you
from...
You can pass it off, too.
We can.
I'll read one.
I'd read.
Okay.
Maybe you'll read one.
Okay. I'll read the first one, then. The first one comes from Grouchy Impress... 10-11, football team was the Bears, and someone took the time to make the hedges say Bears, while someone else did their own landscaping to make it say penis. Gotta love small towns. So there's a big hedge on the side of the school.
Love it.
And, you know, you can trim up hedges to make shapes and stuff. Like how at Disneyland, it's a Mickey Mouse, whatever. So it said bears. And then someone really, really, in a well-done manner, reshaped it. And it just says penis. It's just a big...
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's well done.
Whoa.
That took time and effort.
Wait, I feel like I would keep that as the mayor.
I love that. Yeah, that is perfect.
I'd be like, I'm the mayor, and this is, I have a penis. And this is.
And the, and in honor of my
Amanda
penis.
Thinks you have to have a penis to be a mayor.
Of course. Are we taking a hometown drama? Duh, there's no woman mayor.
Exactly.
That's a good prank.
Then, are we joking?
Oh, 100%.
That's the prank.
The mayors have penises.
Of course.
So it's only right that they keep the hedges trimmed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you not on board with us?
No, I guess I am. I guess I am. Okay, let's rank these. Let's rate all these hometown dramas, scale 1 to 10.
Okay.
I think that one's a solid like
2, 3.
2 out of 10?
3.
What's your scale? Like, what are you ranking it on? Just like
juicy.
Juicy. Okay, so it's not like, because that's hilarious.
That is funny.
But that's not too wild. Like, nobody died. Yeah. Nobody's. Affair happened.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to do like a rating that's like a package deal. No pun intended.
Okay.
Sort of like effort, comedy.
Well, this took a lot of
juiciness.
Effort.
Like, yeah, all of it. Intelligence. And for that, I would maybe say it's maybe a 4.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we're just guessing the package deal. So it's comedy.
Comedy, effort, intelligence.
All of it is a 4.
Yeah.
I think all.
And there's
together.
An element of mystery, which I think is also very important. Nobody knows who did
Anonymous.
This. Like, if it's like, oh, it's found out it was this guy who did this. It's more fun. It's like, we don't know who did this. I love that.
That's how
I
roll. Really, really fun.
Yeah.
Should I pass this off?
Yeah, pass it off, honey.
Here you go.
Thank you. Okay. I guess I should do this one. This comes from Glamphibian. A lady had a lion.
Okay.
That's it.
That is pretty crazy.
We have a photo of the lion.
A lady had a lion?
I guess that's real. A lion just chilling in a house.
I'm so sorry. What? How do you brush your teeth and go to bed at night? With a lion there.
Very
well, do we think
cautiously.
She's telling the truth or is she lying?
Do we think that photo is AI?
No. Let me see.
They were just like, let me just generate some drama.
Hey, Marge. Hey, are you coming back anytime soon? I'm hungry. Marge.
That one's awesome.
Wow.
So someone had a lion. All right.
Yeah. As for drama.
I don't think that's drama. That's just like a, that's more of a weird fact.
Yeah.
Every town has like the quirky person.
Yep.
It's like, well, that person's there.
I'm gonna give that one like a 2.
Okay.
Because it does make me, you know, think about it for a second.
I'm gonna give that one a 3. That woman is facing death every single day of her life. To have a lion stick his head out the window. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But it's not real.
It's not drama. Like, that's not like a story.
It's not drama. It's a
that's
fact.
That's not an event. That's someone that just had that.
Right.
And that's a thing.
But it's kind of drama that it is.
Sounds like the lion was perfectly well behaved.
It sounds like everyone knew it.
Like, they didn't follow that up with, and it killed someone.
Jeez.
It was just like she had a lion.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for submitting that. That's what we want to say. Is that like, it sounds like it's just there. And
it's chilling. Yeah.
Okay, this one, pretty fun. Pickleball Mafia.
Ooh, pickleball. Okay.
Magichead 23 with 2 underscores. My neighborhood has been undergoing years of drama related to a tennis court that was hastily converted into a pickleball court, bypassing adding any noise-reducing walls. The court is located right next to several homes, one of whom complained incessantly about the annoying noise caused by pickleball players. It got so disruptive that the homeowners decided to move, but struggled finding buyers due to the location of the court directly in their backyard. Okay, that does suck.
Oof.
This issue then snowballed when the homeowner threatened to sue the HOA, many of whom were avid pickleball players and refused to see any issues. It got so heated that finally the HOA decided to temporarily remove pickleball access, and then all hell broke loose. The Pickleball Mafia, which is what our neighborhood nicknamed them, lashed out via anonymous notes to anti-pickleball HOA members, accusations of social media bullying and sabotage during HOA elections, and endless complaints. A pickleball committee was formed to investigate what should be done about the court. After a $10,000 noise study, it was determined that the pickleball court violated health and safety guidelines about the proximity to houses, and the HOA opted to convert the court back to regular tennis. The pickleball mafia did not like this and sent threatening notes to most outspoken anti-pickleball HOA member on his daughter's birthday. He responded by bringing a jar of pickles to the final pickleball committee meeting, declaring, "I will not be intimidated." Most recently, there were elections for several HOA spots, and they had to ask all candidates what their pickleball stance was, as residents refused to vote without knowing. The pickleball mafia has now decided to sue the HOA. We'll see what happens next.
Oh my God. I love this one.
Coming with a pickleball jar? What? I will not be intimidated.
I need to know whose side you guys are on.
Okay. I love this. This to me is good drama.
This is good drama.
Because it's hilarious because it's pickleball. It's inherently just like dumb,
and
right? Like
money
I'm not
involved.
Disrespecting pickleball.
And yet somehow I'm heated.
It's just like, yeah, heated rivalry.
Pickleball.
Actually, it's a little bit more challengers. Imagine challengers, but pickleball. The two nerdiest Silicon Valley guys.
I don't know.
Cut it so we can make it.
I don't
need
know.
Okay, whose side are you on? It's okay. Either the HOA
this
or it's
really
not.
This is really tough because if this was my backyard and all I heard was like, yeah, ah,
those
tennis.
Sounds are coming
that's
from
tennis.
Inside the house.
Pickleball's a little bit more like, ah, ho.
You guys sure
you sound like John Travolta in Grease.
Hey!
That's an old guy.
I like that. I guess, is pickleball that much louder than tennis?
I think it's the sound of the pickleball.
The balls are like hit a little bit harder because it's like more like paddles.
I think anything could have gone in the back, and if it was making noise, it would have
been upsetting. How often are they playing? Are they playing overnight?
People play pickleball.
Pickleball is huge.
It is.
Yeah, no,
crazy.
I know pickleball is huge, but I mean.
But I think people are playing pickleball all day. They're playing all day, all night.
Nighttime?
Well, especially if it is so popular and there's only this one court for the community, they're probably trying to go in as much as possible.
Putting it right next to a house, that sucks.
In their backyard. Yeah. I mean, it must have been terrible. The homeowners moved and no one will buy it.
To literally move in this time, in this economy?
Yeah, so I'm on the homeowner's side 100%.
You're on the homeowner's side.
Yeah, I think demolish the pickleball court. I hate the HOA.
Demolish?
All I need to do is switch it.
I just think it's like that's
no,
their home.
It.
They can't leave that where it's like a pickleball court. It's like, hey, man, you got to find a way to have another pickleball court. I also like, I'm stereotyping in my head, right? I'm stereotyping in my head that I'm like, these pickleball players, I have a hard time imagining these aren't just rich white people. And I'm picturing the types of guys that I know who play pickleball the most, like,
they're called the mafia. Oh, wait. The neighborhood called them the pickleball mafia. I don't know
if they called themselves the pickleball mafia, I think they should be killed.
They deserve to be
killed. yeah, they didn't call themselves that. The neighborhood nicknamed
No,
them.
I actually have a lot of friends who play pickleball. Like, it is huge. It sounds really fun.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, for them to intimidate a homeowner...
Yeah,
it was just being like, hey, man, I can't sleep.
Well, I think for me, it just reads as entitlement because it just feels like you are only saying what you're saying because you are not in the position that this other person is in. Like if that was you, if that was your home, you would be advocating differently.
100%.
Of course.
So I just hate when people aren't able to consider other people's position and are just working in the interest of what they want to do, which is something as silly as getting to play pickleball in this one court. This is not the only place
we can
play
pickleball. It's not another place we can find to build a pickleball court.
Yeah.
Like if they're dropping $10,000 for studies and stuff, it's like, hey guys, like what if we as a community figure out
but the
another
HOA
place?
Is never going to put money where it belongs.
No, that's also
and
true.
Also like
they are also I don't really like a lot of people in this story.
If the HOA is listening, like we have to somehow like reverse block them.
What do you guys do?
I hate them.
No, but also like this wasn't even silly anymore. They were sending threatening notes during the daughter's birthday party.
Yeah, no, the pickleball, the way they are operating like a mafia on the day of his daughter's
birthday. It was probably
mermaid
themed too. How awful is that?
Oh, gosh. But really he brought like that pickle jar.
I love that.
Well, that's also what I'm going to say is like, it's easy to not be intimidated by a bunch of pickleball players.
I just think it's, I like that this person
I'm not
was
feeling
trying to
too
take
nervous.
Control. I like that they were like, I am not backing down. That's what I can respect.
A bunch
about
of lanky
person.
Dudes in little shorts coming
no,
in.
No,
I'm down to,
I'm down to, I like, if a bunch of pickleball players try to intimidate me, I'm going to be like, hey man, stop.
Back off.
But if it was like, oh, they're playing rugby in your backyard, I'd be like, Hey guys.
Do you
boy.
Guys want iced tea?
Gatorade, anybody? Anyways, you guys are being, it's a little loud.
Yeah,
I would have just pickled a ball in a jar and brought that.
And been like, this could be your ball.
These are your balls that I pickled.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Come for me, HOA.
We'll see what happens next, ..
So far, this is my favorite one.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think I give this like a... this,
5, 6.
Oh, you are harsh. You are a harsh critic.
Thanks.
6.
Because what were you going to say? I was thinking more closer to like a 6 or 7.
Excuse of course me? You were. I was thinking.
Excuse me.
It wasn't until that meme that I realized how often I say those numbers.
Totally.
What numbers?
You know.
Above average.
Okay, so you would give it a.
A 7.
7. 7 was in my head.
Or a 6. Uh-huh. I.
A 7, because I'm like, of course it can be juicier. But like, this has all the components.
Agree.
Giving it like a 5.
What it needs is like, it needed two individuals to face
to
off.
Kiss.
Like, it need. No, like, he brought the pickle jar. It needed a fight to actually have, but the fight to be like kind of pathetic.
Yeah, and end in.
It's like, oh, they actually got in a fight on the pickleball court, but like, they kind of were just like flapping each other and they just kind of fell to the ground.
I'm with you.
Nobody
I'm
going
to lock in 7. I like that.
I'm going to lock in 5.
Okay.
Sure, yeah. But I agree with you. It could have been a little bit more sexual.
Yeah, you needed a...
I just needed someone to kiss someone's husband and then it's just like, excuse me, I will not be intimidated and get your hands off my wife. You know what I'm saying?
It needed an affair or it needed... Yeah.
Yeah.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by ZocDoc. If there's one thing I need to be drama-free in my life, it's my health. I need it to be efficient, I need it to be covered by my insurance, and sometimes I need to make an appointment on the same day. That's why I use ZocDoc. ZocDoc lets you search and compare local, in-network doctors. It's that easy. They have more than 150,000 providers within 200-plus specialties across all 50 states. And ZocDoc's website has reviews from real patients. This helped me find the right doctor for me. And ZocDoc is free to use. See? No drama. I had been pushing off doctor's appointments forever until I downloaded ZocDoc. And then I had appointments set up within the week. And ever since, I have been punctual about them and I'm on top of it. Your health matters and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth. Now back to the show. Do you mind if I read 2? Because this one's really short.
No.
Yeah. Mine was really long.
You can read
You did
two.
Just have like...
No, I'm totally kidding.
You can read 2.
Read 2.
Okay. Walmart tamales. Weird cosplayer submitted. In my town, we have 2 guys who show up in Walmart parking lots selling tamales in Ziploc bags. And you always have to get your tamales from the guy with the nice teeth because his tamales are better. Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but... I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checkings, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. Okay, that's not...
So,
that's the end?
That's not drama. That's hey, there's guys in the parking lot that sell tamales, and one of them is really good.
And they're probably delicious.
I want to give this a negative 10.
These are, well, this is, okay, I'm not going to give it negative numbers, because it is still valuable information.
But it's not drama.
It's not drama.
It's not drama. That's...
What if the two guys are beefing?
Well, we don't know that. We only know that the beef is in the tamales.
Well, we only know is, like, yeah, the guy with the nice teeth has better tamales, I guess.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Zero.
I'm going to give this, a 0.5.
I just got hungry hearing
I'll give it like a 1. I'll give it a 1 because I love tamales.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I'm obsessed with tamales.
That's so great.
Thank you.
I genuinely mean it, but I don't know why I kept double downing.
What kind of tamales do you guys get when you get tamales?
I don't know.
Meat.
Which meat? I think it really matters.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Beef.
Chicken.
Oh, yeah. There's
I'm a chicken lady.
Ooh, man. I got this one that's like blue corn and cheese.
Yum.
Ooh.
With some tamales, the like vegetarian ones are the best ones.
Yeah, I agree.
Like cheese and like corn
Yum.
And stuff.
So
we
good.
Have to move on.
Mm. Yeah, we have to move on. I am getting
all
very
right.
hungry.
So
that's the drama, as you guys
right.
just made us hungry.
So we read that fun fact one. Now it's time for some drama. Balls to the walls. Asexual rhino. Sorry. I just Reddit
I'm
names.
I'm so glad.
Reddit names. Reddit names crush me.
Okay,
every time.
So we're not into the drama yet.
So they have this rhino.
There's an asexual rhino.
It's just their name.
And there's a lady with a lion.
Yep.
Okay. They write, when my parents were in school, 80s and 90s, there was an openly gay man who lived in a big house near the school. The location is important. This man had a cast of his lover's testicles bronzed and then hung it up on his front door.
I love this.
That's amazing. For many years, all the middle and high school kids would walk to the house after school and take turns hiding behind the fence, darting into the yard and up to the door, rubbing the balls, and then running back. It happened so often
that
the balls started to get discolored the way statues do when they're touched in the same place over and over. The guy would sometimes come out and yell at the kids and they would scatter. My mom suspects that the guy actually thought it was funny and was yelling at them as part of the game. Eventually, the balls were removed. My parents... Oh, no.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
Sorry your front door was neutered.
Sorry to this man.
My parents can't remember if they died or moved on or what. But the balls had been there so long that you could see their outline on the door for a long time. I used to think my parents were fucking with me and had made up this story, but I work with a lot of people now who went to school with my parents, and they all have the same story. I realize now that this isn't really a drama, but I think it's still a good story. There was definitely drama with some parents complaining to the school and the people and the couple. Apparently, a lot of kids would have to then run back to school afterward so they could still get a ride without their parents knowing.
That's just
a really fun fact.
The kids just wanted to touch the balls. Let them. What is the problem?
I mean, he had to have been... Okay. Something that's coming to my head here is like... He's getting mad at people for touching these balls, but he put them on the front door.
Totally.
They're in his property.
Like if you're
They're
making
on his property.
If you're making
sure.
a, if you're making a set of nuts, the thing you have to grab to knock on your door.
I think that's incredible.
People are going to come up and grab them. I think it's hilarious, but people are going to come up and grab them.
They're going to
grab
them.
But they've been really grabbing them. They're getting discolored.
Yeah.
They've been rubbed. And these kids are like, do you want to go touch the balls? Yeah. And they are like doing all these things and not telling their parents. If that was my kid, I'd be like, so, like, what was it like? Did you, like, what, why did you want to go touch the balls?
Well,
I want to know why they're so aggressively wanting to touch the balls.
I actually don't think that's a mystery at all. I think it makes so much sense
to
go rub the balls on the door.
What?
So I'd...
Wait, sorry, okay, go on.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I need us to just, like, hop back to when you were... a freaking kid, and something as funny and unexplored as balls are on somebody's door.
Oh, I think it makes perfect sense from
it
the
makes
kid's
so
point of view.
Sense.
You and your friends are going to be like, let's go rub the shit out of them.
Which is why as a parent, I'd want to go like, tell me whose idea was it? Why did you want to do it? Like, I just want to hear from them.
And I'd be like, whose idea? It was all of our idea.
Yeah.
There's a pair of nuts
it's Ricky
on a door.
Yeah. Britney Spears. It's his idea.
You got to do it.
Yes. I agree with you, though, that I think he shouldn't be upset. But it also is a good argument that it is still technically his property. My favorite part of it, though, is if he's just acting like he's like telling the kids to scram as a part of the game. I love it.
That's very funny.
I love it.
Get off.
He's just like, get off my lawn. And then they run away and he just kind of smiles for a second. 100% like, there. That would be 10 out of 10.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I'm going to give that one a 6.
What? That gets a 6.
It's not that. It's not really that drama.
He literally says it's not really drama. Or I guess. Yeah. He literally says.
Oh,
yeah,
so you're saying
really.
I gave it too high.
You said, yeah, that yeah, got yeah, a yeah. 6,
oh,
but...
Oh, sorry. Jesus. 3.
Okay, fine. Would you like to read the next couple?
Wait, sure. Before we move on, I do have to tell this quick little story that just popped in my head. And
is it about balls?
Yeah, it is about balls, but it's about tennis balls. Oh. I'll never forget my front lawn. I don't know why, but we would always play on my front lawn. And this is going to sound creepy, but it's not. We're fine. This man would, you know how tennis balls came in like a pack of 3?
Yep. Yeah.
Randomly, he'd drive by, slow down, and throw a pack of 3 tennis balls. Like it would hit me or hit my sister or like hit our front stairs.
That's expensive.
And it would happen all the time. So he would drive really fast.
I don't know if he hates you or if he's giving you a gift.
And then he'd slow down and go and chuck the pack of 3, and we'd be like, ow.
You don't know who this guy is.
No idea who he is. It happened None of you for got... weeks.
How many balls did you guys collect?
Many, 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 many. And we would never tell my mom because we were like, oh, we don't want to.
Your mom didn't know about this?
No, so we would just tell my sister. It's like, that guy just threw those
balls at me
Amanda,
this is the most
again.
Insane thing you've ever told me.
Well, I forgot about it. It was deep in a memory box.
What?
And then it just unlocked.
Were they fresh packs?
Fresh packs unopened. Okay.
He must have had the wrong address.
And he would drive by and be like, and chuck them as hard as he could.
Okay.
They would hit me.
What kind of car was he driving?
Like a Honda Civic. And he was an older guy. And so then finally, like I'm talking weeks of this.
Oh, this was an isolated incident. This wasn't over the course of years.
No.
Just suddenly he was doing this.
Weeks. Okay. It could be like 3 months.
Okay.
And we'd always be like, why is this happening? So then finally I was like, Mom, this man keeps throwing packs of 3 tennis balls into the yard and it would constantly hit me. And she'd go, oh, that's Ira. She knew exactly who it was. It's one of her, my mom was a masseuse, also on top of being a teacher.
Of course.
She massaged in the house. It was one of her massage clients. She was like, oh, he heard that you guys started playing tennis.
So he wouldn't even say anything to you.
Nope.
Just throw them at
He would
you.
Go, slow down, and chuck them as hard as he could at us. And that was his way of saying, oh, the girls are playing tennis? Let me
tennis balls
like
at
nice
them.
3-pack balls.
Those are truly, I think they're pretty pricey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a whole other world of me where my mom had a bunch of massage clients, and they were all the most ridiculous characters ever.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd always be like, hello? And they'd be like, your mom here? Like, my whole life was just random people in my house.
Totally.
Only in Boston could someone give a gift in a mean way. Like, really? Like, it's a very nice thing that he was doing.
Totally.
But the way he was doing it was assault.
And
hitting
if you
children.
Know...
Yeah.
Literally throwing tennis balls
like,
at young
I've got a good excuse
girls.
To hit
But my
kids.
Mom's like, how generous of him. That was very kind of him.
That
thank you so
did
much,
Did you thank
Ira.
Him?
Right. No, and I was like, I couldn't because he did a drive-by.
Because he drove past.
I want that so bad to be the next Stim. That's Ira.
Oh, that's Ira.
Oh, that's Ira.
Oh, that's Ira.
You heard your girls were playing tennis. He's doing a nice thing.
Oh, that's Ira.
That if you knew my family, you'd be like, of course.
Right.
Classic.
No, that is classic Cindy.
Anyways, this is a classic Cindy. But those ball stories.
We got a lot of balls stories.
I love it. I love
Pickle
it.
Balls.
Anyways, we can move on. That's not really hometown drama.
I'm going to give the balls on the door 2 out of 10.
Okay.
One for each ball. But I'm going to give Ira 10 out of 10. Okay. Because love Ira.
I like Ira. These character stories, though. I do appreciate of like the interesting characters in these small towns. I love them.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we have from Icy-Engine 2592. We could have been BuzzFeed. When I was in high school, the administration got rid of all school dances because there was too much inappropriate dancing happening at them.
Yeah.
It caused quite the stir in town and was covered on local news. I didn't ever like school dances anyways, so it really didn't have an effect on me. But I remember finding out there was an article written about it on Smosh.com. Yes, back when Smosh Pit had articles. And I thought that was probably the coolest thing my town would ever do.
Smosh Pit had articles?
Well, Smosh.com did. Because Smosh.com it started as a website.
It was like a blog?
It had a bunch of stuff. It was that's where they would upload their videos at first. Anthony would make games, like Flash games on there. And then, yeah, they would just write, post articles and stuff. For a long time. There was, even up until when I was working here, the website was still active and would still have posts and things.
What's a Flash game?
Oh, no.
My beard grows out. I turn into a skeleton. games that used to play on like web browsers back in the day were called Flash games because they ran on Flash, was the name of the software.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
So like E-Bombs World and Newgrounds.com. All these websites, they would have Flash games.
DisneyChannelGames.com.
They're very like cartoon-looking games. But it was an engine, so it's called Flash Games.
Icy Engine.
But
you went to college during COVID.
Yeah, you are 2 years old.
Yeah, did Amanda tell you I like ruined the vibe in hair?
She ruined the vibe in a game.
We were just
in
all
a video.
We were just all talking about college, and everyone was like, "Yeah," and like Arasha, like, "What was this year? Like, how was that?" And I was like, "Oh, that was the year that COVID happened."
And we were like, you were in college during COVID?
And like, everybody just started shitting on me.
I didn't shit on her.
Everyone started throwing tennis balls at me.
That was Ira.
That's Ira.
Yeah, I also think it must have been like, you just didn't play games on your computer much.
Well, I played Disney Channel games.
Okay.
I had to get the pizza boxes so that Carrie could sing in the hotel and Zach and Cody couldn't get caught by Mr. Mosby.
Those are Flash games.
Those are Flash games.
Whoa, hey, look at you.
I just didn't need a flash drive to play them, so.
Well, you don't need a flash drive to play Flash games.
We have to move on. You know what? This is fun for me. I feel healed.
Okay.
Let's have the spotlight on Arasha.
Great. I think this is a perfect one. Selena titled this the most wholesome thing on here.
But wait a second. So let's break down this story. So Smosh.
Oh, yeah, literally. We just
Smosh,
fucking moved on.
Smosh,
sorry.
Saw this local story and then wrote about it.
Yeah. Right. I don't know who was writing the articles whenever this happened. Because, you know, Ian would write a lot of articles in the beginning of Smosh.com. but I think they had multiple people working on it for a long
time.
So
they essentially had a bunch of grind lines and they cut it down.
Grind lines.
Well, it was just what's the movie?
Footloose.
Yeah.
They just cut out the dances because the dancing was getting too crazy.
Oh, yeah, Footloose, right, the town.
Yeah. Did you guys go to school dances?
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Oh.
I've been a part of Grind Lines, and Shane.
You've been a part of Grind Lines.
Yeah, everyone. Like, my town was a bunch of dancers, okay? No, I don't know. Everyone was a part of Grind Lines. I wasn't, like, the one in the Grind Line. It was, like, me and all my friends.
And we're really happy for you.
Guys, it doesn't make me cool, okay?
What does that look like? How is it a line?
Like, everyone's like, oh my God, grind line. It doesn't make me cool.
But you were popular in school.
So
you're like, you're standing?
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, yeah, but you were popular.
I was popular in school. Yeah. I don't know.
There's nothing, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I was popular,
and I was in the grind lines.
Hell yeah.
Sue me.
And so that means somebody was standing? And a bunch of your friends were...
You know what a grind line is?
No.
All right. A grind line is like a very
Arasha
fun way...
Arasha just graduated high school.
I just started grinding.
To bump on each other. So essentially,
right,
you're dancing
grind.
Like this.
Yeah.
Someone dances behind you like this.
And someone
dances
over.
In front of you like this.
Oh.
And then someone dances in front of them like this. It's like a Maasai string.
It's a horny conga line.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's
and
just
teachers
like
despise it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's more contact. It's more rubbing.
You're rubbing.
Because they're forming a phalanx, and you can't. How do you?
We're the human centipede, but grinding.
You're all just grinding on each other. But everybody's standing. Nobody's bent over.
People can be bent over if they want. If you're in the front.
That just I usually,
if you're in the front, okay.
What happens in the grind line stays in the grind.
You're apparently, in the front, you're getting it from all
apparently.
Bars.
Okay, Jesus Christ!
And if you're in the back,
you're in the back. You're
in the back. You're just going.
Anybody want to?
Hey, anybody
want to
jump on?
Okay. So we think that maybe there were some grind lines at these.
I don't know.
Dances.
I don't know.
We don't actually know.
It just says too much inappropriate dancing.
Look, some schools are harsher than others. Where
yeah,
like,
for sure.
Any physical contact.
Like I said, all of our dances were at an old vet hangout, and so the vets couldn't really do much. Yeah, we had a lot of veterans, so it was like an armored car, like a...
You thought veterinarians?
Yeah, I was like, you guys went to dance with the animals?
No. Old vets. old vets who played cards and drank whiskey and talked about war, and they had like, what's one of those car? Those old school tanks?
A tank?
They had...
I know that you meant something more specific.
You shut your mouth. They had a tank.
They had a tank?
There were two pet spots. They had a tank. They had a tank and they would always go, you see the tank out there? And you were like, yes, I did. Can I get back to my grind line, old guy?
Oh. I was in the Battle of the Bulge. That's great. I got to go grind.
I got to go grind
my bulge.
So I remember grinding on the front lines.
The veterans were the chaperones?
Grind.
Okay.
Listen, Arasha.
I'm picturing the most intense World War II veteran just sitting in the corner.
No, that's what they were, except they were like selling candy and soda to us. And they were like, and they were always so mad. They were so mad that we were there in their place. They had no choice. They were like, this is our hangout. I'm so mad you guys are here. And they would just be like, and if your mom was late to pick you up, it sucked because you had to like stand with one of them. And you were outside like this. And you're like,
they're like,
tank
you think
top,
this is
like,
cold? I remember Bastogne.
Yeah.
All right.
Woof.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry. We derailed there a little bit.
Sorry. Had to talk old times.
For sure.
Go on.
Do we feel good to move on?
Yeah, I think
we would. Do you guys want to rate that one?
Oh, yeah.
That was. School dance is getting banned.
Two.
Mid.
That's two or three. I mean, that's very par for the course. I remember our school, our elementary school banned, you weren't allowed to run during recess.
We were there.
Why is that so funny?
A kid ran into a pole, and I think the parents threatened to sue. This happened a lot.
Kid's a dumbass.
So Arizona. You have to imagine Arizona. Arizona parents are like that's Karen Central. The heat condenses the Karens into like a tougher.
They mold into one Karen.
The school constantly got threatened to be sued. So we over the course of my time in elementary school, we had less and less things we could do. And I remember when it finally it was like you're not allowed to run at recess. You're not allowed to run. And it was because a kid had run into a pole, and it's like you know the school should have issued a statement, or just like skill issue, man. Like you
look ahead
in front of you.
Wow.
Yeah. So no running.
I think I had that too at my school in elementary school. They tried it and then they failed, and we went back to something else.
What?
Because then it was like you know the speed walk.
You'd still find ways to sneak a run in. They're like, hey, teachers aren't looking. Let's run around.
I love sneaking runs in. Like, you're not supposed to run in the hallways, but you would always be like, I can get here way quicker.
I snuck a run in this morning.
That's just like a run.
Well, no, I meant diarrhea.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Why? Like here's the hometown drama in Smosh. You talking about poop consistently.
I think it's good to share.
I don't.
I think it sounds.
I think you can talk about
like,
poop.
It sounds like maybe you need to change up the diet a little bit.
Sounds like you guys are jealous.
Not at all.
I am quite jealous.
Out? Not at all.
I would love to poop multiple times a day, but it's not possible. My GI tract is fucked.
Okay.
Amanda, that's really crazy of you to bring that up.
I'm having fun.
That's so gross.
I'm having a good time.
I'm going to give the school dance one a one, only because the fact that it was also an article written about it, that's the only part that's interesting to me.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Stitch Fix. Summer has arrived, and I realized my wardrobe was missing a few essentials. Lightweight tees, shorts, and a few outfits for special occasions. But I'm not looking for just a random piece of clothing. I wanted a full outfit that felt styled and catered to me. And that's why I use Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix sends me personalized pieces from my stylist. All I have to do is take a style quiz that includes my size, style, and budget. Then I wait for my Fix box to arrive in the mail. I try on all the pieces in the comfort of my own home and return anything that I don't like, which rarely happens. If you don't have an exact idea of what you want or are looking to experiment a little, Stitch Fix can give you themed boxes. This makes it so easy to see a complete look. When I received my Fix box, I was so happy with it because whenever I get like a single piece of clothing, I try to figure out how it fits into my wardrobe, but to get a full complete look takes all that stress away. You get to know, like, I can just put this all on right now. So stop shopping and get styled today at stitchfix.com/smosh to get $20 off your first order. That's stitchfix.com/smosh. Back to the show.
So the next story is from a user called Char Chomp.
That's a good one.
Char Chomp!
That's a good Reddit name. Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checkings, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
So I grew up in a small town in India. Growing up, one of my dad's colleagues was a bachelor and a true gem of a man. Let's call him V. He would always help people, participate in local festivals and holiday celebrations, and was a very jovial fellow. He was also the first person in my town who would give free tuitions to the poorer kids on Sundays and Saturday evenings and buy them school supplies, new clothes, and even pay for this kid's school fees so they didn't have to drop out. 4 years ago, in 2022, he had a sudden stroke while on an evening walk. He was taken to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with a stroke that had affected both his heart and his brain. I'm not a medically inclined person, so I'm not sure of what the condition was. Essentially, the cost of surgery and recovery was far more than what he could afford at the time. But for a small town, people rallied behind him. For the first time, I saw people of my small town, even those who were the bad-natured people, come together as a community to raise the funds for his surgery and post-care. They organized a full raffle sheet campaign targeting people from neighboring towns. People donated money from their own savings, and at any given time, there were so many visitors to his hospital room.
Aww.
Every day, someone would make him home-cooked meals for him so he wouldn't have to eat hospital food. When asked, I remember one of my parents' friends said that V was a man who would lay on mud and let people walk all over him. If it meant someone else's shoe wouldn't get dirty.
Whoa.
He was a man that was the reason why so many poorer families had a future now, because he gave their kids a chance to succeed in life through education. The town truly believed in the kindness of this man and came together to save him. V didn't survive post-op and passed away. His funeral had over 2,500 people walking to the cremation ground, and everyone wept. One of the kids he taught has since started a school in his name in the town and has become a teacher to the other kids. He was a hero, and he inspired so many people to be better and kinder.
Oh.
Wow.
This
well,
should be a this should be a novel.
Yeah. So
rest in peace, V.
As far as drama goes,
zero.
0 out of 10. As far as absolutely beautiful story,
so
10
fucked.
Out of 10.
Beautiful.
No, there's no that that
there
is the polar
no
opposite.
Drama.
That is the sweetest.
Truly, truly.
That
it's
is
a
the,
great story.
The wow. That fills me with hope and joy.
Good.
Incredibly heartfelt.
What an incredible man.
Seriously.
What an incredible man.
Wow. This reminds me of my late grandfather, actually, because he was similarly like such a giving man.
Aww.
And he had this thing too that like in his pocket he always had just like these like candies.
Yeah.
And everywhere he would go, he would just give like random people like these. Aww. Like candies and stuff. Like
what kind of candy?
Just, it was like a little Indian sweet. Mm. They were like wrapped up individually and he would just like
yummy.
Give them out. He'd always have them. And similarly, like anytime he had like money in his pocket or anything, like he would always just like randomly be giving it out to people. Like
so sweet.
It's just such a It's such an incredible trait to have the ability to not care about what you have at all and
yep.
just want to be
yeah.
at its most extreme, just generous.
Yeah.
Also candies,
truly.
Man. I don't know what it is about older people, but my great aunt would have bowls of candy in her
yeah.
house. Bowls of candy, all different candy. I didn't know how long the candy was out or how long it'd been there.
Totally.
Sometimes you'd try it and was like, mm-hmm.
My Papa Ted always old. Had those lemon.
Werther's?
The lemon heads. Not lemon heads. It was, they were like a little more coated. The lemon heads are like smooth.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, these were the other, but they're like a lemon
oh.
sour candy. And then, peppermints.
Peppermint
and,
classic.
There was a time when we were driving. He had to drive. Right, he was too nervous to. He, if he wasn't driving, he'd be in the passenger seat behind the driver's seat, like gripping
the person.
But one time he was driving us, and it was my mom, my brother, and I. And I just somehow didn't notice, but you know, he was smacking on peppermints the entire drive. And at one point, I turn, I just see my mom, and she's just like,
she's so annoyed.
Losing my mind. Oh my he's smacking on those peppermints.
And you
he truly,
don't even notice.
He truly in like the like. Basically one of the cup holders, he just always had like a big thing of like candies.
Totally, totally.
Diet Dr. Peppers and candies all
oh.
day, every day.
Wow.
He's yeah. rocking on those things.
So yeah. sweet.
Are
so
those
sweet.
Like Seagram's ginger ale and Werther's.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
people like that from this story
yeah.
really like, it sucks that
They're
they are so rare. Like really to hear those people who are just super selfless.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, that's why they're called gems. They're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think what's really beautiful too is that the fact that like what he was maybe think or like what other people could have maybe said about him is like, oh, especially when it's just like what we're kind of sharing of like, you know, giving out candies, it could feel like such a small little thing that this person is doing. But then when something happened to him, the fact that he was able to bring together this entire town and community
mm-hmm.
in a way that
yeah.
further shaped them, like solidified this community, whatever happens now, I think like he changed.
No, he made
and
such an impact on
way.
It. Yeah.
So
yeah.
cool.
He was glue.
Yeah.
That community.
V.
Wow.
V.
I'm giving that a 0 out of 10 as a compliment.
Agreed.
That I'm like, that's not drama.
Yeah.
That's
How
good.
Dare
that's
you.
The best thing.
Wow.
Because drama rips a town apart, and he did the opposite.
Yeah?
Yes, it does. There's always sides. Okay, here's one. A great follow-up. A Shit and Run. Excellent title.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Alyssa K. Singh. In September of 2020, a man broke into a home, shit in the dishwasher, and left. He didn't even steal anything, just hung a dump and bolted a shit and run. I don't think they ever caught the poopy perp, but this made global news. Let this story be a reminder to lock your doors before bed.
I love that it made global news. Like in China, they're like, you will not believe what happened in Sacramento.
Global?
not hung a dump, but like we're talking second row?
Hung a...
Yeah. That's a very inconvenient place to poop. No, that someone had a vendetta. That is good.
Yeah, because
that has it has
run.
Mystery. It does have a crime, but the crime, nobody got like super hurt. massively inconvenienced.
Why in the dishwasher?
So that way when it runs, it's like poop water all over the dishwasher.
Oh my God, they fucked up the dishwasher.
It's like a, it's truly like the evolution of a double decker, right? Like you're really putting some effort.
Have you ever done
an upper decker?
Have you hanged a dump in the dishwasher?
No. So I've never heard of doing it in a dishwasher.
If we know what an upper deck is, what's a double decker?
A double decker is when you do both.
A little bit down there and a little bit on top.
Bowl and
Jade,
upstairs.
Boring childhood, my ass. I know what you've
been brother made
doing.
So many upper decker jokes when I was a kid. I don't know why.
You're a wild kid.
He thought it was so funny. The thought of...
Do you know what an upper decker is?
An upper decker is...
when you shit in the top...
In the thing behind the
top,
toilet?
Yeah, you lift up the top and you do it there. So that when, when you flush, shit comes out.
You stunned
everyone
out
there. That? It's like a...
Hey, there's a lot that you can learn. It's cool when you're born earlier than you.
Yeah. No, that was the 90s.
And you're saying that's an old-timey thing?
I don't think it's
old-timey. It's not old-timey. I bet bros do it all day.
You can still do it. Toilets are still the same.
Shane could do it anytime he wants. You could do it anytime you wanted.
Okay. I guess I could try
it. We can't really do it. I don't think the toilets here at Smosh have the tanks. They're a little more industrial style. Where
okay,
it's
well, then I'm not super interested.
But like, if you're visiting someone's home and you don't like them, you could drop an upper decker on them.
Okay.
But the dishwasher, it's interesting.
Dishwasher's
it's like where,
way worse.
Where in the dishwasher?
It's way worse because you have to like literally, what do you do?
You got to get rid of that dishwasher.
Hopefully it was like one in each of like the utensil like pockets.
We don't need to speculate like
that.
Anyways, I just mean,
I'm going to give this an 8 because this is mysterious. That is it's bold, it's weird, it's like, there's clearly, and I think there's more to this story.
I kind of agree.
For it to just be left as, we don't know why this happened.
Poopy perp.
What's going on? It's like, I think there's probably a lot going on.
Yeah, the poopy perp.
I'm giving this a 7.5.
I'm trying to think of my package deal. Definitely is effort. You had to break in. You had to shit in the dishwasher. It's creative. It's intelligent. It doesn't directly harm anybody, but it obviously is a massive inconvenience.
I mean, it's not like someone died.
Right. And it's really funny. I'm trying to think if somebody in my hometown was like, whoa, like, did you hear like somebody shit in Ira's dishwasher? Like, I feel like I would be
Ira would never accept that.
Right. No, Ira would go out and chuck some balls. I'm going to say a 9.
Whoa.
I'm going to say a 9 because I'm believing that there is a lot more to this story and the mystery is keeping me alive.
And it has to do with
I think
your
to
favorite.
Hit a 9 or a 10, like an affair needs to happen and the governor needs to be involved.
Oh my God, like, a governor and an affair?
And
like, get like, that, in front that of the, to me is like 10.
I want to cozy up to that story.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, this has nothing to do with the governor. Here's the next story. The toucans are out.
Uh-oh.
Where are they?
One's up there.
Hey, little guys. Okay. Oh, this is directed to me. This is a direct thing.
Yeah.
John Mello, artist, says, ask Amanda about New Bedford, Massachusetts, various historical contributions, and how much she loved the Whaling Museum field trips. It is true. I went to Whaling Museum field trips all the time. It is the saddest museums.
Okay.
It's literally about fishermen killing whales for their blubber and oil, and they're all over New Bedford.
Okay.
New Bedford is where my grandparents lived. Very Portuguese. Also, see if she remembers... Oh! Also, see if she remembers the seagull sculpture with its toucans out. For some reason, this was the first thing that came to mind. This sculpture went up by the port, and it caused quite a controversy. The artist Donna Dodson and the notoriously beloved seagull Cinderella. I don't know if I remember this, but it's a seagull
with
her
two
little boobs.
Oh.
And her toucans are out.
Just okay.
And she's at
matching,
a whaling museum.
Matching with the toucan.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't remember this. I don't remember this. I probably would have remembered this if I saw it.
Is that a seagull or is that a pelican? I guess it's a seagull.
It's a
How
tank.
Dare you? It's a seagull. Yeah. Look at her. She's posed
just
with
a,
it.
Just a... Wow.
And look, their toucans are out.
I really can't pull my eyes away.
She's loud and proud.
Okay.
Really okay, funny. That is epic. Whaling museums were a big part of my life. They're really intense.
Yeah, sounds like it.
They're like a lot of Portuguese fishermen That's what they did. And they're like museum field trip when you're a kid. And you're like, it's the saddest museum I've ever been to. Thank you for the shout out. I don't remember this seagull, but pretty freaking epic. Look at her. She's got a long skirt on, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Also,
what's the drama there?
Yeah, also not feeling super, super dramatic about it, but it is.
But I love it.
Yeah, they're trying to jog some memories about your hometown.
And that's the drama.
Yeah.
The drama is no kid should go to the Whaling Museum. That's the drama there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you want me to read this last one?
Yeah, you can read it.
All right. Here we go.
Take it home.
Here's our final hometown drama. That's an expensive curse. Zero Side writes, how about the time my city, Spokane, Washington, got put under a $1.4 million Romani curse because of a rogue police raid? Basically, back in 1986, the local cops went completely rogue and launched this massive, hyper-aggressive raid on the homes of Grover and Jimmy Marks, who were leaders of the local Romani community. They were looking for stolen jewelry, but ended up ransacking the place, ripping through babies' diapers and taking millions in cash and heirlooms.
Hey, those are expensive.
Shocking absolutely no one, the courts later ruled the entire raid was 100% illegal and a massive violation of civil rights. But instead of just filing a normal lawsuit and waiting around, Jimmy Marks decided to wage absolute psychological warfare on the city. He walked straight into a crowded city council meeting and placed a formal public curse on the city and everyone in charge. The best part is he didn't just say it and walk away. He spent the next 15 years trolling City Hall. Every time the city had a budget crisis, a terrible winter storm, or a political scandal, Jimmy would show up to council meetings to mock the officials and remind them the curse was working. At one point, he literally parked a hearse right outside City Hall, threw the doors open, and told everyone he was unleashing his dead father's spirit to haunt the building forever. The city officials got so completely rattled by the endless bad press that they eventually just broke. In the late 90s, they cut the family a $1.43 million settlement check just to get him to stop. Jimmy took the cash, but he passed away a few years later without ever officially lifting the hex. To this day, whenever something bizarre or disastrous happens in local politics here, everyone still jokes that the building is cursed.
Whoa!
That rocks.
That rocks. There's no governor involved or making out, but
politics.
I did not consider that a curse. Putting a curse on all the officials of a town, that's
epic.
That's not just hometown drama, that's legend status. They're going to talk about that for 100 years.
They're still talking about it.
They're still talking about it.
That's awesome.
And he died before the hex was lifted? Oh.
Did he die before he could spend any of that money?
Maybe he, I don't know.
It wasn't about the money for him.
It wasn't about the money.
No, it wasn't about the money. It was about having the power and control over these people.
And the principal. Wow. Like, what a great reason to put a fucking curse on them.
Well, the town robbed him.
Insanely so. That is a crazy story.
Why did they rob him?
They raided the... I mean,
they basically just had this, like, illegal police raid.
Yeah.
They ripped through diapers.
The local cops went completely rogue and launched this massive, hyper-aggressive raid on the homes. And they were looking for stolen jewelry, but ended up ransacking the place. I mean, this type of thing.
I love that. Happens. I love that he's like, I'm going to get back at you by putting a hex on all of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And every time something bad happened, he stormed back in and would just be like, reminder that this is because of me.
Yeah. By the way, all this happened. It's my curse.
That's the hex.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
I'm going to give this like a 9.
Yeah. I think that's a 9. That is stellar. And it goes on for 15 years. He parked a hearse outside of City Hall. Like, that's dedication.
Yeah. Although if he was like my husband or brother, I'd be like, you gotta stop.
Right, right, right.
You know, I say constantly, like, I am a skeptical person, but if someone was like, I'm cursing you, I'd be like,
believe it.
Hey, man,
can we figure this out? I don't want to be cursed.
Let's not bring curses in.
I agree. I'm in the 9 zone as well. I think I want to give it 9.5 because I also wish he just like kissed someone.
If there was some sort of an affair.
If it turned out
that the raid happened because the mayor raided his place because Jimmy was having sex with his
mayor
wife.
With the mayor penis. Who had a penis.
Or
yes.
With the mayor who's a woman.
Who has a penis.
Yes.
Okay. But I just sex needs to happen for it to hit the 10 mark.
Agreed. But, and maybe it did. We're just not hearing about it. But I bet Jimmy.
I doubt it. They would.
No, Spokane, Washington. Nobody's having sex there.
Yeah. Jimmy was fucking.
Jimmy was the only one fucking.
He just.
I think he would go a town over.
Jimmy definitely went a town.
He would drive down to Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, because they didn't know about him. I mean, a guy putting a curse is kind of like a bit of
Washington and Oregon. Cool. When shit happens up there. It's not just like, oh, a little bit of drama. It's like, no, people died.
People die.
Those states do not mess around.
At all.
Yeah.
They really don't.
It's pretty epic. Twin Peaks was filmed there.
Yeah.
It's pretty epic.
No.
Wow. So this was our highest drama story. And
yes.
We apparently have a lot more hometown dramas, so I kind of think we need to do a part two.
Probably. Mm. Probably.
Wow, guys, thank you so much for submitting all these. This is amazing.
Yeah, and thank you, Arasha, for joining us.
Yeah,
thanks for having me. You know I love the drama.
Yeah.
Well, now I know why. So you can be connected and included.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
It is very interesting. All of these were interesting.
Very interesting.
I will give them that.
Yeah.
Whether we rated it high or not on a drama scale
right.
does not mean they're not interesting.
I will never forget about the balls. Knocking on the door.
Never forget about the balls.
You know, before we go, I mean, I love drama. We love people's wild stories. Arasha, you have a podcast that's all about that.
Yeah.
Entirely so. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, pretty much. I have a podcast called Fesspool. It's on YouTube and also on all podcast platforms. And essentially, it's kind of like what we did today, except people submit them anonymously via voicemails. And so we sort of get to hear from people's actual voices what they want to share about anything.
They're confessing.
They're confessing a secret. It could be drama related. It could be wholesome, stuff like that. And similarly, it's tough because we always want more information.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's always like, oh, I don't know all the details, but we just kind of have to go off of what we hear. But
they're leaving
it's
voicemails.
Juicy. They leave
so
voicemails.
You're listening and then responding to it.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. So it's like a call-in confession show, which I need both of you on the couch with me.
Oh.
I would love
so
that.
So this is your official invitation.
Oh, my
God. And I've been waiting for it.
I've been checking my mailbox.
Yes, I would love that.
I would love to join.
Let's fess.
Okay.
It gets dirty.
Let's fess.
Great.
Short for confess, right?
Exactly. And it rhymes with cesspool.
Yeah.
Which is like dirty bacteria, like dirty little secrets.
Uh-huh. Of course.
It's a bit of
like
a scientific vibe.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, we're in. Go watch Fesspool. I've already watched some of your episodes. It's very funny and very juicy. Oh my God.
Thank you very much. That's the thing, is it's interesting.
It does
not take much for people to confess things.
Yeah.
I realized. I'm like, hey man.
Well,
all right.
Before people even knew what I was doing with their confessions, because we needed confessions to start before the show even was announced. So I just sort of randomly, haphazardly just made a video asking people to just send in confessions.
And people just called in and be like, I killed a man.
I burned down a house.
We got 10,000. We got 10,000 calls.
People want to get things off their chest.
They do.
It's anonymous... They can get it off their chest without having to...
You're doing a good... You're letting people lighten the load.
Right.
And you're also letting us all enjoy the juiciness.
Oh, absolutely.
Of the confession.
Yeah. In the hopes that there will be some sort of redemption, forgiveness. Like, that's... You know, that's the undertone of it. But at the end of the day, a lot of people just end up being like, it feels good to get this off my chest.
I love it. Well, I can't wait to be on Fesspool. Thank you so much for watching Hometown Drama. Hopefully part two.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.